Do you feel like drama and chaos follow you around while others have seemingly calm and relatively drama-free lives? Well, in my previous article, which I'll leave the link below, I discussed the psychological, biochemical, and developmental factors for why some of us seemingly attract a never-ending stream of chaotic relationships, workplace conflicts, or personal crises. The drama can become addictive and keep us in repetitive cycles of turmoil and unpredictability. In that article, I promised that I would share some of my top tips for living a calmer, less chaotic life, which is what today's content is all about. The tools that I'm sharing with you here are not woo-woo nonsense. They're science-backed techniques that are simple and easy to use. The hardest thing about anything I'll share with you is remembering to do it. Before we start, I must point out that our brains like routine and will always take the easy route, even if the easy route ends in pain. So it will take some practice and patience to begin rewiring your brain and body into a new way of thinking and behaving. As Tony Robbins would say, repetition is the mother of skill. To watch the extended version of this article where I explain 6 tools, including the 3 I've already included in this article, click the link below. 3 tools to bring calm to chaos. Number 1, self-reflection and self-awareness. We can't change what we aren't aware of. I say it so frequently, but it's true. Just knowing that if you were raised in a chaotic or drama-filled household and that chaos is likely to continue into adulthood, and understanding that your biochemicals play a big part in keeping you locked in a never-ending cycle can be hugely empowering. Think about all the chaos you've attracted into your life. Friends, partners, jobs, it's not a coincidence. So an excellent way to begin changing things is by introspecting and recognizing the patterns of drama in your life. Identify the triggers, the situations, or the relationships that consistently lead to chaos and turmoil. A great way to do this is through journaling. Getting your thoughts out of your head and onto paper is clinically proven as a way of processing unprocessed emotions. You don't even have to keep it. You can delete it, burn it, shred it after you've done. But the act of writing about what triggered you and where that might have stemmed from can be hugely eye-opening. Number 2, developing emotional regulation and managing stress. Focus on developing emotional regulation and coping mechanisms to handle stress and conflict constructively. This might involve therapy, mindfulness practices, or self-help techniques to enhance your emotional intelligence. Meditation, guided meditation, and self-hypnosis are all tools that I use daily. I also make sure that I exercise every day. Yes, every day. Even if it's just a 15-minute walk outside. I journal frequently, and I also use tapping, EFT, regularly on myself and on my clients. It's hugely beneficial in helping manage your emotions and calm an overactive nervous system. I'm not going to go into tapping in this article. Suffice to say that it's been clinically proven to reduce cortisol levels, and that's the stress hormone, and is highly effective in managing stress, anxiety, and overwhelm. If you want more information, I highly recommend checking out Brad Yates and Julie Schiffman over on YouTube. They both have thousands of tapping videos between them on topics such as reducing stress, imposter syndrome, procrastination, and managing IBS, to name but a few. I am a huge fan of tapping. Number 3, rewiring thought patterns. Managing ANTs, automatic negative thoughts, and getting to the root of your beliefs that are causing the chaos to keep reappearing is more challenging than I have time for here. However, taking the time to analyze and challenge your thoughts around your behaviors can be helpful. Dr. Daniel Amen, a well-known psychologist, recommends a process designed initially by self-help author and presenter Brené Brown. It's based in CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, and can be helpful in examining your repetitive, habitual thought patterns. So here's a quick exercise that really works. Whenever you find yourself in a chaotic situation or having automatic negative thoughts, ask yourself these questions. Number one, is it true? Number two, is it absolutely true? Number three, how do I feel when I have the thought? Number four, who would I be or how would I feel if I didn't have the thought? And number five, what's the opposite to the original thought? Challenging the belief that chaos equals excitement or validation and reframing your perception of what constitutes a fulfilling life is incredibly important. I'll definitely do more on this topic at some point. The wrap-up. The addiction to drama and chaos can be multifaceted, stemming from psychological, biochemical, and developmental factors. By addressing underlying issues, developing healthy coping mechanisms, and fostering stability, you can get free from the grip of drama addiction and move toward a happier, healthier life. Self-reflection, awareness, and a commitment to nurturing emotional well-being are critical. Unfortunately, there's no quick fix. You have to do the work every day and you have to be vigilant. Your subconscious is a tricky customer. If it's not getting its daily drama fix, expect it to throw in an errant negative thought at the most unexpected times. Or you may find that you react to something entirely disproportionately to what it warrants. I recommend doing the exercise I've just described when either of these things happen. It's about interrupting the old, outdated patterns as often as possible. When we do that repeatedly, we're reprogramming our subconscious mind and our nervous system to react in a more emotionally mature way. What next? Upcoming topics over on my YouTube channel include ADHD superpowers, ADHD and misdiagnosed or misdiagnosis in women, men's mental health, toxic positivity, and why December is a great time to ready yourself for job hunting in the new year. I'm excited to have interviewed three engaging, knowledgeable, and fascinating individuals on these topics. So please remember to like, comment, subscribe, and hit the notification button over on the YouTube channel so that you don't miss a thing. I'm also thrilled that this week I hit the 600 subscriber mark with over 37,000 views of my videos. In just 3 months, I think that's pretty epic. If you've already taken the time to subscribe, thank you from the bottom of my heart. It really does mean the world to me. Finally, I love getting your feedback, which makes me know what's important to you. So if you've got anything you'd like to add to this topic, or if there's something you'd like to see me cover in an upcoming article or video, message me at info@joebanks.net. I read everything. Finally, thanks for your continued support.